Blog Talk Radio.
Every day of my life, I get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way, and He does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all. The Lord now.
Oh, to God. Hallelujah. That was a drop the mic moment. Amen. He keep on blessing us. I don't know about y'all, but I had to do a step or two up in the... Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I praise God this morning, y'all. Hallelujah. If you didn't get your step in, praise God. I know we ain't in the church, but let me tell you, some way that you can give God a praise with your hand, praise him with your feet, praise him with your mouth. Come on. Hallelujah. Welcome, 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 welcome. They got me started this morning, y'all. Praise God. God, hallelujah. Welcome to Mount Carmel International Church. Amen. Praise God. On MCI Ministry Radio, you are on the air. Amen. This morning with no other than the one and only. Amen. Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Praise God. I know we're in a pandemic. Amen. Praise God. But this is Thankful Sunday. We are thanking the Lord because we are in a time of celebration. It don't seem like it, y'all. Hallelujah, but we are in a time of celebration, and God wants us to know, amen, that he keep on blessing us, amen, hallelujah. Listen, I don't know about y'all, praise God, hallelujah, but I was ready to just drop anything just to get the praise on, but I know I'm here with you this morning, amen. Welcome, 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 everybody, and I want to say a special, special shout out to all the mothers, amen, that's on the line this morning. Happy Mother's Day to you. May the Lord bless you, keep you, amen, and give you grace on today. Praise God. And I just love the Lord today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for all things great and small. I'm going to pray, y'all, and I'm going to give y'all my topic this morning. Hallelujah. Let's pray, let's pray, let's pray, let's pray. But one thing I want to say to y'all, let's lift up our heads, O ye gates, and lift them up, the everlasting doors, and the King of glory. Come on, the King of glory shall come in. He said, who is the King of glory? Hallelujah. The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. He said, who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. He is the King of glory. Hallelujah. He's doing great things, y'all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come and I bless your name, Father God, for thy people this morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that we woke up this morning, God, and we are in our right mind, God. We bless your holy name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask, God, for a special touch on today, Father. Yes, Holy Spirit, we thank you, Lord God, for all things, Lord God, on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just give you glory, God, today, because many have gone home to glory. But we thank you, Lord, that we are amongst the living, Lord God, and we got another chance, Lord God, to praise you, to worship you, to exalt your holy name, and to lift you up, God, on today, Lord God. Oh, God, let us keep our eyes on the, oh, yes, Holy Spirit. Let us keep our eyes upon you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will make all things right in your timing, oh, God. So, Father, I pray as we open up the airways on today, oh, God, that you will bless thy people, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, and the word will go within their hearts, God, to bring changes, God, God, starting from me, God, to them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Lord, that they allowed me into their space today, God, in the name of Jesus, now I ask a special blessing be upon them, God, today, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, God, we come against anything that's not like you, God, on today, Lord God, God, that will disrupt your airways, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that the, Holy Spirit, God, that the word would, God, reach out far and near, Father God, to different countries, God, land that we ever touch, God, with our feet, God, but our words would go there, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, and we say thank you, Father God, for all things, Lord God. Now, God, I ask the Holy Ghost, yes, Holy Ghost, to sit on the inside of me, God, today, Lord God, yes, Holy Ghost, you speak through me, God, today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to bless your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We say thank you, God. We praise you. We glorify you, and we lift you up on today. In Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving in our heart. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for you, you, and you. But today, I know that a lot of times we come and we bring forth Mother's Day messages, and but God didn't want me to do that today. And so I'm going to be going to the book of Acts on today because it's the time that we're living in. Hallelujah, God. God is moving by his Holy Spirit. So I'm going to Acts today, and I'm going to the 28th chapter, verses 1 through 5. Praise God. Hallelujah. And my title today is Shake, Shake, Shake. Shake the devil off. Shake, shake, shake. Shake them off, y'all. Come on, let's give God the glory today. Amen. Hallelujah. Shake the devil off today. Hallelujah. Because we know, glory to God, that we are living in a time, amen, hallelujah, that things are come up against us. Amen. Praise God. But God wants us to know today, amen, that he has already won our battles. Amen. Praise God. So today, we must learn, come on, somebody, to shake the devil off. Just because we are going through, praise God, hallelujah, and some of you, because God told me, praise God, that we go through adversities, amen, we go through storms of life, and we go through attacks and principalities, amen, we go through evil deeds of Satan. This is not, that means that, glory to God, don't mean that you are not in God's perfect will. In fact, many times that means that you are in the will of God, amen, praise God, hallelujah. So here in Acts 28, 1 through 5, praise God, hallelujah. Y'all getting me fired up already, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. The powerful work of Paul, the powerful work, amen, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. A lot of people want the anointing of Paul, praise God, but the powerful work of Paul. And the Bible says, after we were safe on the island, we knew that it was Malaita. The people on the island were very kind to us. It was raining and cold. They made a fire so we could get warm. Paul had gathered some wood. As he laid it on the fire, a snake came out because of the heat and held fast to Paul's hand. When the people of the island saw the snake holding, come on somebody, to his hand, they said to each other, "This man is a killer. He was saved from the sea, and yet it is not right for him to live." Paul shook off the snake into the fire. He was not hurt in any way. The people waited. They thought his hand would get large and he would fall over dead. After watching for a long time, they saw nothing happen to him. Then they changed their mind and said that Paul was a god, a little G-O-D. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So here, the Apostle Paul was in the center of God's perfect will. He had been treated with death in the city of Jerusalem. But he was in God's perfect will. He had been arrested by Romans, but he was in God's perfect will. He had been locked away in a dark, damp cell and mistreated, but he was in God's perfect will. I'm talking to us today. He was bound and escorted under the guards to the ship that would take him to his final destination, a place from which there would be no coming back. But he was in God's perfect will. Oh, come on, somebody. He was restricted from moving about freely, held prisoners among the heathen sailors that cared a little for God. But he was in God's perfect will. I want to talk to us about being in God's perfect will, amen, because we realize that we are sitting still, amen, and waiting on the Lord, and we know that even while we are sitting still, things do happen, praise God. He was on the ship bound for Rome. A ship faced one of the fiercest storms in biblical times, amen, praise God. A ship that would be shipwrecked on a strange island called Melita. A ship that would be broken into many pieces, but he was still in God's perfect will. I'm talking to us today, Lord have mercy. The point that I need to make today is just because we are going through adversities, we are going through storms of life and attacks and principalities and evil deeds, this does not mean that we are not in God's perfect will. God want to talk to us today, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. In fact, many times it's exactly the opposite. All along this road of life that we all must travel, there will be pitfalls, there will be troubles, there will be tribulations or tests that cannot be avoided. I'm talking to somebody today. Oftentimes, we are caught up in the middle of a great struggle over what we have little or no control over, and we have no other choice but to weather the storm and wait for the water to come. Amen. The Apostle Paul was headed for Rome to face charges before Caesar and to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, but the storm had blown him off course. Somebody said, blown off course. Sometimes storms will blow us off. Of course, I know somebody know what I'm talking about. Yes, unexpected tragedies will slow our progress down, alter our plans, and give us great frustration. Our best plan often are shattered by circumstances of life, and we find ourselves shipwrecked. Come on, somebody, and no fault of our own. But Paul could have said, well, I guess it just isn't God's will for me to reach Rome at all. But listen. But his present circumstances didn't stop him. And what I'm talking to us about, amen, praise God, no matter what you're going through, keep on going, amen, praise God. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. Paul could have said, I guess it's not God's will. But listen, this was just another inconvenience and another bump in the road. He knew his destination, and he knew that the Holy Spirit was with him, guiding him, leading him, and watching over him every step of the way. I want you to know, glory to God, glory to God. God is guiding you. He's leading you. He's watching over you, and he's watching over every step that you take. The Holy Ghost simply said, stay on the course and don't stop now. It's not over to God. Say it's over. It's not over. Over till it's over. I'm talking to us today. Amen. Praise God. So here in Acts 28:2 says, the people on the island were very kind to Paul. It was raining and cold. The barbarian people made a fire so they could get warm. You see, Paul wasn't shipwrecked next door to one of the churches that he had founded. There wasn't any Christians around to meet his desperate need of food, warm clothing, or shelter. He was alone in a world filled with sin and sinful people. I need you to know that oftentimes it is the barbarians, the strangers, the worldly people, the unchurched people who will show more concern for your trials than the people in the church. Can I get an amen this morning? Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sometimes, praise God, and I'm not saying all churches, amen, praise God, but hallelujah, glory to God. You look for help from the people of God sometimes, praise God, and they think that you're not in the will of God, that you are going through this, praise God, because of something that you already done, the sin that you are already in, but I'm here to tell you today, God will cause you to go through the storms of life. He will cause you to go through trials and tribulations. He will cause you, praise God, hallelujah, to go someplace that you never thought that you would go. Praise God, hallelujah. But I pray that no one at the praise banner of praise today, hallelujah, no one, amen, that's on this radio, praise God, hallelujah, will go, amen, and think less of what they're going through. I pray, amen, praise God, that nobody at Mount Carmel will, glory to God, think that all the time that they're going through, amen, because there's a sin, amen, praise God, if you ever find more help, more compassion, more love, and more friendship in the world than you do in the church or sometime in your family, praise God, hallelujah, but God is going to show forth himself, amen. Most of the civilized world look down upon the barbarian people, amen. People are being better. People, praise God, are backwards. They uneducated, amen, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. These are the people that Paul encountered in his life, praise God, hallelujah, without the finer things in life, but these people were people who came to Paul's rescue, amen, hallelujah. How many know that God will connect you with a divine connection, amen, no matter where you've been in life, no matter what you're doing right now, God will connect you with the right people, so don't look on the people, amen, praise God, as they have done some things, oh, Preboshanda, or they Kaboshanda, or they're back with uneducated, praise God. These are sometimes the people of God will send to you to help you along the way. God has a divine connection for each and every one of us, but this was the one that God used, amen. He used the backwards people. He used the uneducated people. He used the one, amen, praise God, that thought they would never be nothing, but God used those kind of people, praise God. Sometimes we can be around an angel, unknown, praise God, hallelujah. God sends us angels unknowingly, amen, to bless us, to bring us out. I have come to discover that people who have scratched for a living, facing hunger and deprived from many luxuries, amen, in life, amen, are the ones, amen, who are first to help the fellow man who are in need. And it's hard to get a man, amen, or woman, amen, that's rich, amen, praise God. That's why God put that in the Bible, amen. It is hard for a rich man to go through the eyes of a needle, amen, praise God, hallelujah. It's hard to get the rich man or someone high society to get their hands dirty. They might be willing to pay for someone else to do the work. And you know how sometimes, praise God, you done worked all your life, praise God, high, yes, Holy Spirit. And sometimes you just like this. You know, I done worked hard. Somebody asked me, you know how to paint, praise God. I said, yeah, I know how to did my share of painting. I done did my share of putting down floors, amen, praise God. I done did my share, praise God, hallelujah. So sometimes in our lives, amen, we get to the point, amen, glory to God, that we want to pay somebody else to do the work, but they will not pick up and hammer or nail, praise God. But these barbarians was probably accustomed to seeing shipwreck on their island. They probably made their living by fishing and facing dangers and storms of life, amen. They knew the pain. They knew the suffering. They knew the hardship of kind of life. And they knew what to do, amen, praise God, to help the distressed. Have you ever been there, praise God, hallelujah? We all started off some kind of way, praise God, and God blessed us with jobs, and he blessed us with things, amen, praise God, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. And you work hard for what you get, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. You work hard. Somebody say, I work hard for what I get, amen. I have the right to sit back now, praise God, hallelujah. But these were the barbarians that God has set up in that time, amen, praise God, to help. They knew that they was in distress, amen, praise God, hallelujah. These barbarians kindle a fire for the warmth and to help the survivors of the wreck to dry out, and probably even brought some food to warm over the fire. My brothers and my sisters, the saints of God, when you are shipwrecked on life's troubled seas, amen, praise God, and you feel like you haven't been cast upon, and you feel like, praise God, like you have been cast upon a deserted island, remember what these barbarians did. They kindled a fire. Somebody say they kindled a fire. We must learn to kindle the fire in our hearts, praise God, hallelujah. The storms of life has a way of sapping our strength, draining our energy, weakening our hope, crushing our joy. Don't give up. Don't give up. Somebody say, don't give up. Praise God. Keep the fire kindled and stay on your knees in prayer, because it's hard for the snake. Come on, somebody. My God. And it's hard for a snake to keep biting when you are praying. Keep the fire kindled. Shake the devil off and allow the Holy Spirit to renew and refresh you. Keep the fire kindled and let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn and brightly. Come on, somebody, inside of you, so that the dampness of your spirit can, yes, Holy Spirit, can be made dry. Come on, somebody, glory to God, and you can feel the warmth of God's presence in your life. Praise God. Somebody say, shake, shake, shake. Shake the devil off. High. Yes, Holy Spirit. The barbarians received Paul and was traveling companion. Praise God. Isn't it good to feel received by others after the storm has blown your life apart? We must learn to receive others who are in trouble with open arms. We must, come on, somebody. We must learn to receive others who are in distress. We must learn to receive others to help them to get back on their feet. We must learn to receive both sinners and saints alike, who comes into the church, who comes into your area, coming to seeking refuge of the storm. Paul said in Galatians 2, bear ye one another burdens, so fulfill the law of Christ. Somebody say, shake, 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 shake the devil off today. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. It was raining. It was raining while Paul, come on, somebody, it was raining. It was raining while they built the fire. And it was cold, cold, cold rain, the kind that would soak through everything with chills and chills to the bones. We all, some have been in our lives and face some kind of rain in our lives, and for all of us, there are times when we when the rain becomes a storm in our lives, and a tsunami or whatever you want to call it, a hurricane that whips us around in circles and blow away the hope that God has put in us, and bring fear and despair in us, praise God, and shakes the very foundation of our faith and the trust in God. But sometimes, amen, glory to God, the rain, the wind of adversity are so strong that they seem to make us cold in our spirit, cold in our body, cold in our emotions, cold in our ability to feel anything. We all are human. Come on, somebody. And there are times, amen, praise God, when we are so numbered and numbed and cold-blooded, attacks of the devil, that we are almost too numb to even think, to move, or even to pray. I don't know about you, praise God, but I've been in some situations in my life where I didn't know how to pray. Oh, come on, somebody, glory to God. All I knew how to do was moan. And I told God, praise God, Yekobo Shanda, even my moan, God can hear your moan. Oh, glory to God. I don't know what we're going through today, but if you're a saint of God and you are called by God, you are going to go through some things, but the storms of life will not overtake you. They will not overtake you. I'm talking to somebody today. I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to you. Praise God. We need to build a new fire, a fire like the one that Jeremiah said. He said, glory to God, glory to God. The Bible says, amen, in Acts 28 and 3, 3. And when Paul gathered the bundle of sticks and laid on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. Paul was cold. He was wet and tired. And yet, somebody say, and yet, his duty as a minister compelled him to minister anyway. And all he could do, he left the comfort of the fire and began to gather more fuel and make it warmer. Praise God. After the fire is started, we have to learn to fan the flame. Oh, y'all know what I'm talking about. Anybody ever built a fire? Jeremiah says, like fire set up in my bones. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, fan the flame. Fan the flame. You're going to get the fire back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't go cold. Glory to God. Glory to God. God has a blessing with your name on it. Praise God. Shake, shake, shake. Shake the devil off today. My God, I give you glory. After the fire started, we have to learn to fan the flame. Don't let the coal die and burn out. Fan the flame by and put more wood and taking up the cross and following the Lord. Up until this point, we can say that Paul was a victim of circumstances and the weather. Life is filled with trials and tribulations. God allows them to test us. He allowed them to strengthen us and to bring us, come on, somebody, to our knees in a closer relationship with him. Somebody said, it ain't nothing that I did. It is God that want to bring me into a closer relationship with him. Praise God. They might ask you, praise God, why you're going through what you're going through. I remember somebody told me, long time ago, yes, Holy Spirit, you must be, glory to God, growing through because of sin in your life. Praise God. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. Oh, God is not with you. But I told them, praise God, my God is with me while I'm going through. He has taken me closer, closer to him. Somebody say, fan the flame. Glory to God, glory to God. Keep the fire burning. Praise God. It is nothing that you did, but is what God want to bring out of you. There will be times when Satan, that old serpent, come on somebody, he will strike at you to sink his fangs deep inside your hands and your heart. No one was more passionate and effective at spreading the gospel than Paul. But somebody say, but look at what happened to Paul. He was attacked from the pit of the fire. Come on, somebody, my God, I give you glory. The serpent or the viper from the fiery pit that attacked Paul. Paul's ministry stirred up the viper. Somebody said, your ministry is stirring up something. Your appearance is stirring up something. Your presence is stirring up something. My God, I give you glory. The enemy not going to come after you. Praise God, if you ain't nobody in God, that devil. Come on, somebody, glory to God, glory to God. Your ministry is stirring up something, stirring up something great that God want to do in your life. But that was nothing new to Paul. Everywhere he went, he was stirring up the vipers. He was stirring up the enemy. He was stirring up the devil. There are two things that happened here that made the serpent mad. First of all, the weather was cold, and the serpent is cold-blooded, a cold-blooded an animal, so it was still nearly frozen, hiding from view. Hear me what I'm saying in the Holy Ghost. It was hiding. Come on, somebody. It was hiding from the view, but somebody started a fire, and it started to get warm. It started you up, praise God. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit. Satan won't bother us if we are cold in the Lord. If you're doing something for God, oh, come on, somebody. You wonder why every time you turn around, something is going wrong. Because the enemy don't want you to get further. That means that he don't want you to do what God say do. Every time the fire start, somebody come along and try to put the fire out. We don't care what we do as long. Oh, come on, somebody. We don't care what we do as long as we don't do nothing for the Lord. He don't care. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if we stir up the fire and let the Holy Ghost move, look out. The snake will start to hiss. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Have you ever been around somebody and you're trying to of the Lord, or you're trying to do something great in your life. You got a good job, good car, come on somebody, good house, praise God. But here come the enemy, want to put everything out. But I'm here to tell you today, no matter what they say, no matter what they do, shake the devil off today. You're going someplace, and that's why the enemy gets stirred up. Let me tell you that the more you pray, the hotter the spiritual flame will burn. The more you give the Lord praise and sing songs to Zion, the more you can expect Satan to move against you. He will hiss and strike at you when you are least expected and from where you wouldn't expect them to move. Come on, somebody. That's why we always got to be watchful, praise God. Sometimes the viper and the serpent will strike right from within the fire. The serpent, amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Might just be someone from inside the church or someone, praise God, yes, someone who helped you build the fire that right there with, praise God, hallelujah. David said something so spectacular. He said it wasn't the people in the world. It was the one that I walk with every day. Oh, come on, somebody. The serpent, praise God, might be a friend. It might be a family member. It might be a spouse, because I found a lot of women are going, oh, yes, Holy Spirit, are going through with their spouses. Why? I don't know, but I'm praying in the name of Jesus that the spouses recover the person. Glory to God. Notice how the text came. It didn't just, but it struck and held on. Oh, you got to understand, praise God, it struck and it held on. Do you sometimes feel like the attack of the devil in your life? Is it never going to end? Is this thing going to end? Is it always going to be a problem? Amen. It seems as though Satan had attached himself to you, and sometimes he said it feels like he won't let you lose. It feels like he's there to stay for a while, and we wonder, Lord, how long will the spiritual assault last? Oh, come on, somebody. I'm talking to somebody, because God is speaking to us today. When the devil is on your back and trying to pierce your heart, just remember what Paul did. Remember that Satan's power is limited by the Almighty God, and the Lord will deliver you from the viper, from the deadly fangs of him. Remember to shake off into the fire. Burn him up with the power of the Holy Ghost and watch him skirt. Oh, come on, somebody. He will squirm, he will wiggle, he will turn it loose. Paul was supposed to die. This viper, it was the viper. Amen. A poisonous viper. It was a poisonous viper, y'all. But Jesus gave his disciple a promise back in Mark 16, 17 and 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly things, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Paul was a believer. And not only was he able to shake off the serpent, but he also laid hands on the sick, and they were healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Because God says for all of us today, shake. Shake the devil off. We serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. That's doing great things in our lives. We serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. That's trying to get us to the point where we believe, hallelujah, that is nothing that we did, but it's all God. We are in a blessed season, y'all. And truly, the enemy wants to stop us from getting to where we want to go or where God wants us to go. But today, we're going to shake it off. We're going to give God the due praises today. Because why? It is our season to be blessed. Does somebody say, it is my season to be blessed? God is with me. And he says, it's more with me than against me. So I want somebody to shout hallelujah while I go to a song, and I'm coming right back. Because I want to finish what the God has given me to give you. Shake, 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 shake the devil off today.
Come on, clap your hands. Listen. It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. You stood the test. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say. In the field, I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season, oh God, to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season
to be blessed. Blood. But I'm standing here because of his blood. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season. Yes, it is. To be blessed. Come on, say it again. Say it.
It's your season.
To be blessed.
To be blessed.
God made your promise. say yes it is. Somebody say, what season is it? It's my season to be healed.
Welcome, 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 everyone, to MCI Ministry Radio. This is our announcement. On Monday night, Your Fix at 6 will be on with no other than the one and only Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. You don't want to miss it, amen, because it will be Your Fix at 6, amen. So we bless and praise God for him and how he's bringing that powerful word across on the Monday, amen, to get your week started. And don't forget the hour of power and praise, amen, with no other than the one and only, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. She will be on Monday at 6 a.m., her morning glory service, amen, praise God. And don't forget, y'all, Fresh Fire Friday, the blowing of the shofar. It is a time of celebration. It is our years of jubilee. Come on, y'all. Glory to God. Glory to God. You will get different music, amen, from different artists and a word of inspiration. So don't forget Friday night at 7 p.m. Amen. The blowing of the shofar. It is a time of celebration, y'all. Let's get in the mix. Amen. Praise God and allow God to do his thing. And don't forget on Sunday morning, Mount Carmel International Church, amen, with Pastor Matthew McNeil and Apostle Carolyn McNeil at 9 a.m. I don't know who will be coming forth, but I bless you. Amen. That is going to be a blessing to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We might both come on, or you might get Pastor Matthew McNeil or Apostle Carolyn McNeil. Praise God. And we thank God for this day. Amen. Praise God. 9 a.m. Set your clock. We'll be bringing the church to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We'll be bringing the church to you, to your home. May you be blessed. May you be blessed. And if you'd like to sow a seed within the ministry, you may do so. Amen. You can call me if it's a problem doing it the other way. You can call me at 302-883-9799, or you can use our Cash App. Our Cash App is $anointed. 222. That's $ANOINTED 222. And I want everyone to be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, and enjoy the rest of your day. Don't forget, Jesus loves you, and so do we.
Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. It's our season. Amen. To be blessed, to be blessed, to be blessed. Amen. And we know, come on, somebody, shake the devil off today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Paul was a believer, and not only was he able to shake off the serpent, y'all, but he was also laid hands on the sick, and they were healed. The Bible says in Acts 28:7-9, in the same quarters was possession of the chief man of the island. He was in possession, y'all, whose name was Pontus, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid hands on him and healed him. So when when this was done, others also which had disease in the island came and were healed. When Satan attacks us, we must shake him off, shake the serpent off into the fire of judgment. Come on, call upon the name of the Lord. Somebody say, call on the name of the Lord. Yield your life to the Lord Jesus and keep serving the Lord. Come on, when the fire of the Holy Ghost gets hot good enough in your life, amen, the devil will leave. Come on, he will flee. He will flee. He has to flee. The Bible says, and James said, resist the devil and he will flee, as if someone had thrown hot water on him. Come on, somebody. Resist the devil. God promised us in his word in Isaiah 54 and 17. He said, no weapon. I want y'all to say this. No weapon. Come on. I want y'all to talk to me today. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up in judgment, thou shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. If you are on the Lord's side, come on, somebody, you're on the Lord's side. Come on, you're on the Lord's side. Your heritage is one of victory and power. If you are on the Lord's side, your heritage is of eternal life. If you are on the Lord's side, your heritage is one that gives you the right to shake the devil off and walk on in the Lord to accomplish what God wants you to do in life. God wants you to stay on course. Somebody say, stay on course. Sometimes, yes, we are knocked off of course, but God says today to stay on course and finish the race that is set before you, that the attack will come. It'll come, y'all, but listen. He said no weapon. That means that it might come up against you, but it will not prosper. The attacks will come, but the victory is yours already. Somebody shout right there. The victory is yours already. Shake the devil off. Finish your race. Never give up. Just as surely as Paul was destined to reach Rome to fulfill the will of God in his life, we must be willing to cross the finish line and win. We got a race, y'all. Let's win it. The race, because God has promised us victory in parts of our heritage and your inheritance. The Apostle Paul says, I have fought a good fight, finished my course. I have kept the faith. When the devil lies on you, shake the devils off. Come on, somebody, hallelujah, and pack them under your feet and declare. Somebody said, declare that the Lord is on his way, the truth and the life. God will bless you, amen. When the devil tries to steal your joy, shake him off and pack him under your feet and rejoice in the Lord. When the devil, come on, somebody, my God, I give you glory, try to kill your faith, shake him off and pack him under your feet and walk in the power and the resurrection of our God. When the devil tries to steal, kill, and destroy you, remember the promise us. God promised us in his word in Isaiah 54 and 17. Keep this in your spirit. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against thee in judgment, thou condemn it. He's condemned it already. When the devil tries to steal, kill, and destroy, remember the Lord promised you in Mark 16, 17, and 18, and these signs shall follow them that believe in the name. Shall they cast out devils? They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents and drink every, come on, somebody, deadly poison, and it's not going to hurt you. God said, glory to God, you will recover. Somebody say, I'm recovering, I'm recovering, I'm recovering, I'm recovering. Keep the faith, y'all. Keep the fire kindled and stay on your knees in prayer, because it's hard for a viper and a snake to keep biting you when you are praying. Keep the fire kindled. Shake off. Amen. Somebody say, shake it off today. Shake it off. Come on, somebody. Shake the devil off and let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn brightly inside of you, that the dampness of your spirit, come on, somebody, can be made dry and you can feel the warmth again of God's presence in your life. Keep the fire kindled and allow the Holy Spirit to renew and refresh you today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody shout right there, God is taking me into a greater place. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It was nothing that you did. It was the Lord. This was the Lord. The Lord. The Lord has to lead us somewhere. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. But it was in God, in God's perfect will that you was walking. And if you're not in God's perfect will at this point in time, I put it out there today. Get in alignment with the power of God that he may fight all your battles. You don't have to fight the battles. The Lord thy God will fight your battles. Shake him off today. Do everything that you're going through the storm. When it gets you off course, give God the praises. Glory to God, glory to God. We want to bless the Lord today. We want to give him glory today. He's teaching us how to fight. He's teaching us, amen, praise God, how to get to the next place. He's teaching us, amen, praise God, when things come up against us. He's teaching us how to overcome. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. It is not because you've done anything. It is the Lord's will that you go through some things sometime, that he can bring us to our knees, that he can, oh, come on, somebody, that he can rub on us again, that he can anoint us again, that he can refresh us again. Somebody say refreshing. There's a refreshing taking place. God is moving by his mighty power through the storms of life. He's building us up. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody say, I'm in my due season. I'm in my due season. Come on, somebody. I'm in my due season. You are in your due season. God is blessing you. He's preparing you for greater things, greater works will you do. Greater blessings are coming your way. Greater. He said, yes, it is your season. Give him the joy. Give him the joy today. Give him the laughter today. Give it all to him today. He wants to give you all the best things. Those things come up against you. God is with you, but you are overcome by the blood of Jesus. Come on, somebody say, I'm an overcomer. I am an overcomer. Yes, I've been off course. I am an overcomer. I'm getting off course. I am an overcomer. Come on, somebody. I'm getting anointed. I am an overcomer. I'm getting blessed. I'm getting blessed. You're getting blessed right now. Somebody say, I'm getting blessed right now. I'm getting blessed right now. I decree and declare blessing over you. I decree and declare a fresh anointing over you. I declare and decree, amen, praise God. You are going, praise God, from begging to being blessed. Oh, come on, somebody. I decree over you because God told me in his word, glory to God, if I decree a thing, it shall be established, and a light shall shine up in its way. The light is shining today. Glory to God, glory to God. So I want you today, whatever you're going through today, to shake it off. Come on, somebody. Some of you are in a lonely walk. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. That means God is doing something spectacular in your life. See what God is doing. Open up your eyes today. Yes, Holy Spirit. God wants to bless you. He wants to catapult you to your destiny, your divine place. Come on, somebody. So I decree and declare today that God of heaven will hear my voice. Arise, O God, and hear my voice today, that to bless your people, God. Make them the head and not the tail. Make them the, oh, come on, say, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I declare today that you are blessed by God. You will prosper. Glory to God, glory to God. You will lay aside every weight and every sin that easily besets you today, because you're walking in the glory of God. I hear you, Holy Ghost. You're walking in the glory of God. You're walking in the anointing of God. He said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Know who are with you. You are blessed by God. You are established by God. God has already, glory to God. I hear you, Holy Ghost. Some of you, praise God, are waiting to get into your divine place. And I speak over your life right now that you are getting to your divine place. You are getting settled in the Lord. You are getting settled in a place. I call it forth in the name of Jesus. God, you said you had given me authority in the heavenlies to declare a thing, and it shall be established. And I thank you, God, for it right now. Now, God, bless your people. And if there's one sick today, God, I ask that you heal them today. God, I ask that you bless them. And somebody's downcast today, God, lift up their spirits today. Let them know, God, that you are with them, because you you said in your word, God, that you will be with us until the end of the world. You are with us, though you may look be lonely. God is with you. I speak to your spirit to rise up, fan the moshaya, fan the flame today. Fan the flame today. Fan the flame today. Arise, O God, and fight for your people. I bless you, God. Ooh, God, I bless you. I give you glory, God, today. As that you move by your Holy Spirit within their lives, God. We're getting ready to go. And I just want to say thank you, God. I want to thank you for all that came on today. I ask God to bless you so much that you will walk in the coat of favor today. From this day forward, the same way Joseph had the coat of favor on, I pray today that God will drape us in the coat of favor. But you got to know what that coat means. That yes, people will come up against you because it's favor. When you got favor on your life, the enemy's always after you. But I'm telling you today, and I'm speaking today, that this is our season of rest in the Lord. That this season, that we don't have to fight as hard. That the Lord will rise up and fight for us today. So, Father, we thank you today. We give you glory, God. We honor your presence, Lord. We ask that you touch, God, everyone that's under the sound of my voice today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, do a miraculous miracle in their lives, Lord God. I ask that you move by your mighty power, God. Lord, you see what they need, God, today. And you know the unspoken requests of their hearts, God. But God, I ask that you examine their hearts today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And God, if they don't know how to pray, God. Oh, God, the groanings, you take the groanings, God, and you bring forth, God, things that we never knew that you would do, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray that everyone that's under the sound of my voice will lift their hands to heaven, God, today. And tell them thank you, God. Tell them thank you because God is moving by his mighty power. Lord, we surrender all today. We give it to you today, God. We give you all today, Lord God, that you will fight for us today, Lord God. Every obstacle, everything that comes in our life, God. Fight for our family, God. Fight for our friends, God. Fight for our church, God. Fight for our ministry, God. Fight for our children, God. Fight for our finances, God. Fight, God, for us, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we say thank you, Lord. Now, God, as I leave, God, today, I pray blessings, God. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen. Come on, y'all. Say amen today. We bless God. Now remember, I leave today. Hallelujah. I'm going to leave with a song. But I want you to walk around your house and tell God thank you because he arise today. And you got to tell every time that something come up against you, shake it off today in the name of Jesus. And we bless you. We give you glory, God. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Be blessed, everyone. Amen.
Come on, everybody. Put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world. Listen to these words. People come.
People go.
Your life has been
out of control.
You're confused. But don't worry.
Your thoughts will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause
God is in
control, y'all.
In your heart.
better.